This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The European Parliament said Thursday that Alexander Lukashenko should not be recognized as the president of Belarus when his term expires November 5th. The authoritarian leader was elected to a sixth term in office August 9th, a vote that Belarusian opposition parties, the United States, and the EU allege was rigged. Lukashenko's August re-election has sparked mass protests in Minsk and other cities. More than 7,000 protesters have been arrested, and widespread evidence of abuse and torture have been reported. The U.S. has sanctioned entities and individuals associated with Iran's intelligence and security ministry for allegedly engaging in a malware campaign targeting Iranian dissidents, other individuals, and companies. The Treasury Department said in a statement that the Iranian government hid behind the front company, Rana Intelligence Computing Company, when it allegedly engaged in a years-long malware campaign that targeted Iranian dissidents, journalists, and international companies in the travel sector. The number of COVID-19 cases reported every week in Europe is now exceeding those reported in March when the pandemic first peaked. The WHO's regional director, Hans Kluge, said in a news briefing that more than half of the countries in Europe have seen an increase in cases of over 10% in the past 2 weeks.
The September case numbers, however, should serve as a wake-up call for all of us. Although these numbers reflect more comprehensive testing, it also shows alarming rates of transmission across the region.
Kluge said that although there has been an increase in the number of cases among older adults, the biggest proportion is still among people between 25 and 49 years old. This is VOA News. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny was poisoned by a bottle of water in his hotel room in the Siberian city of Tomsk, not at the airport as previously thought. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports his team posted a video on Navalny's Instagram account making that charge on Thursday.
Alexei Navalny's team said Thursday that the nerve agent used to poison him was detected on an empty water bottle from his hotel room in the Siberian city of Tomsk, suggesting he was poisoned there and not at the airport as previously thought. Video posted on his Instagram account shows members of his team searching his room at the Zander Hotel in Tomsk on August 20, after he fell sick in suspicious circumstances. It also shows his team bagging several empty bottles of holy spring mineral water, among other items, while wearing protective gloves. 2 weeks later, a German laboratory found traces of Novichok precisely on the bottle of water from the Tomsk hotel room. The Kremlin critic was airlifted to Berlin for treatment. Germany says he was poisoned by Soviet-era chemical nerve agent Novichok, but Russia says it has seen no evidence that he was poisoned.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits remains high 9 months after the nation's first confirmed coronavirus case. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Some 860,000 people applied for jobless aid last week, down roughly 25,000 from a week prior, but still historically high. The Labor Department says about 12.5 million people are now collecting traditional unemployment benefits, up from 1.7 million a year ago. It's a sign the economic recovery remains fragile, with virus infections continuing as schools reopen and Congress failing to deliver another economic aid package. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A whistleblower says federal officials were considering using some unusual crowd control devices earlier this year, including one that's been called a heat ray. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
National Guard Major Adam DeMarco told the House committee the Defense Department's lead military police officer for the National Capital Region sent an email asking if the D.C. National Guard had a long-range acoustic device called a sound cannon, a so-called heat ray. DeMarco says the response was they didn't have one. The Trump administration has said vicious attacks by protesters led federal forces to turn on what appeared to be a largely peaceful crowd in front of the White House. Ed Donahue, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.